Hello, thank you so much for pressing play. I am glad that you're interested in learning about what the horses shared this week. My name is Kim Kadisha, and in this recording, I'm relaying some messages about contrast the horses shared with me. This past week, there was so much contrast around us. Of course, we're still maneuvering through shelter in place and globally doing what we can to stay healthy. In this adventure, I think we're all experiencing lots of contrast. Contrast from what we knew only a month ago, contrast to what we're experiencing in the world as well as internally, contrast as we navigate through a whole lot of not knowing. It really invites us to dig deep and anchor into what we believe. I am so appreciative that the horses give me something really solid to anchor into, and I am grateful for their wisdom. This is one of the contrasts for me, the craziness or swirliness of so much unknown. This can slip away when I accept the horse's invitation to ground into the present moment. This is one example of contrast for me. The weather was another huge example of contrast. We had bright, sunny, calm days, and we had a return visit from winter, sometimes all in the same day. There's a saying here in Michigan that if you don't like the weather, wait 10 minutes. And that was really about it. We were being given great examples of contrast and how the flow of life still kept moving forward. Kind of tied into the horse's message from last week about moving forward in your own way, in your own time. Of course, this weather being the mixture that it was, there was no surprise at all that the horse's behaviors were also quite an interesting mix. One of the days that nature was being exceptionally expressive was when we had the farrier out to do trims. We have some horses that aren't secure about having their feet done, yet everyone made it through. Fortunately, we all subscribe to the philosophy that the horses all do their best. They do the best that they can, and so they're given patience and space so that we can help them step into doing even better. It was definitely a day filled with examples of contrast, everything unique, and all horses on all different ends of the spectrums, from calm and quiet to scared and excited. But there was a lot of contrast on that day right in front of us. And it got me to thinking that one of the things the horses were trying to show is that one of the gifts we receive from contrast is clarity. Although I could bumble around and come up with a description, I found a quote from Abraham Hicks that I really resonated with, and I think it's a great example of what the horses were trying to convey. So I'll share that. And what it reads is, "The expansion of the universe and the evolution of all species is dependent on contrast. How could you ever decide what you do want without living some of what you don't want? And so, be easy on yourself. Do not try to hold yourself to the impossible standard of only being in a place where everything is exactly as you want it to be. If you could do that, you would cease to exist." So there you have it, an invitation not to resist contrast, to label it, to judge it. So there, we can remember that whole concept. If we start spiraling into getting enmeshed with contrast that we don't desire, overly identifying with it, we don't have to identify with it or take too much responsibility for it. That can pull us into almost a victim mindset. And that takes all of our power away. It will help us to remember that things are going to happen. Life is going to happen. if we can look at those things that we don't want and observe them instead of judging them or feeling overly responsible or getting stuck in them, we'll be able to flow through the contrast. Because life is cyclical and rhythmical. It can be like a sine wave. It goes up above the baseline and down below the baseline in equal measures. I know you can't see, but I'm using my hands right now to explain this to you. This would be a good video, maybe. But our goal is not to stop those dips below the baseline, but rather holding a positive space more often, we can actually lift our baseline a little bit. Because if we take away those dips below baseline, we're also going to take away those dips or those rises above the baseline. So we don't want to eliminate the contrast because it will put a ceiling on the joy that we can experience. We're always going to have those dips. And so what we want to do is have those show us what we don't want to help us direct our journey more towards what we do want, to be able to vision what we want. The clearer we are on what we don't want, the more we can focus on what we do want. Kind of like the process of elimination. It all helps with clarity, which is really what we crave so deeply. Now, something that can help us a lot in dealing with the less desirable side of contrast is stepping more into the role of observer. When we curiously watch what is happening, it gives us a little space. In that space, we can unwrap from the emotional entanglement that can keep us trapped in that element of undesired. Our emotions can root us into an experience if we follow the vibrational trail rather than leading it. So we want to use that space to pause and to redirect. And what I mean by that is we're going to have emotional reactions. That is just how our nervous system works. However, if we treat these emotional reactions as information rather than giving it labels or identifying with it too deeply or pushing against it because we don't want it, we can flow much easier through these things with grace if we don't get too caught up in it. Yeah, we're still going to have dips. We're not trying to eliminate those. We're trying to figure out how to navigate through them. Life is going to happen. Obstacles and challenges are going to arise. And we can steer our experience with self-regulation. Sorry, getting a little too fast with all these ideas. So consider this. An emotion, if not perpetuated by thought, will last for 90 seconds, a minute and a half. That is a very doable and small amount of time in the grand scheme of things. It can help us anchor into the idea that we're not going to be overrun by a tidal wave of emotion. But if we get caught up in that loop, if we start having our thoughts follow that emotion, we're going to get more of it. Now, sometimes for a grieving process or something that we're facing in life, following and expanding that emotion could be beneficial and healing. But for this week's teaching from the horses, I was being reminded that we have a choice. And really, that is where all of our power lies, is being conscious and recognizing that we have a choice. So we can follow that emotional trail with our thoughts, or we can choose a different route. Course correct. We have the choice. If a horse doesn't feel comfortable around something, it moves, either farther away if it's a threat, or maybe shifting its angle a little bit if the horse's curiosity has been evoked so that it can see or hear better. Horses will react to contrast, or we could also call that things being out of alignment, And they strive to get back into balance. And that's another part of what they wanted to share. And this was a key that Delilah really helped hone in for me. How much differently we can move through life when we're in balance. When I first met her, she had such an interesting way of moving. It's not all the way extinguished yet, but it's a lot better. But really, this great thoroughbred mare, when she started to move, especially trotting, she looked like an oversized hackney pony. You could easily tell that it was not how her big, powerful body was designed to move. It just awkward and something not right with this picture. And I could guess that a lot of it had to do with situations and exposures that caused Delilah to get out of balance, out of alignment, and disrupt much of her natural flow. With support and leadership, she's finding her way back into balance. As she does, her movement is changing and getting much more natural looking, much more comfortable, and sometimes even pretty and flowy. I'm sure that's a technical term, flowy. We can appreciate this flowiness even more because we have that contrast to compare it to. I have that picture in my mind for sure, and I think I might even have it on video, but it's a desirable place to be able to go back to so that I can witness. It's a good marker for our starting place. And then I can really appreciate the steps that Delilah makes as she enters back into her natural balance. And really, if you think about it, we can lead ourselves through contrast to what we desire with the same elements that we use to lead our horses. I know that I am not alone in being really, really hard on myself sometimes. I am probably also not alone with the idea that it can help me to lead my own life if I treat myself more like I do my horses rather than making myself my own enemy. Going forward with this teaching from the horses, hopefully you'll give yourself a little more grace and be able to add some ease to the way you navigate through and perceive contrast. Thank you so much for listening to what the horses taught me about this week. If you'd like a little more horse inspiration, check out our Facebook page, Hidden Promise, or website, confidencethroughconnection.com. The horses and I wish you many light and bright moments this week, and hopefully you'll come back again next week for more horse wisdom. Bye for now.